Yes.
Hi, how are you, Marco Orsino?
How are you, Marika?
I'm great, executive director of the Brooklyn Film Festival. Doing this virtually. That's an interesting
challenge.
And I always use the reference of being so happy having popcorn moments. I so enjoy independent films, and I know that's what you're all about. So talk to us about all of these wonderful screenings that will be available online. And I'm very curious to know, is there a particular theme in this year's presentation? And I'll leave the rest to you now to share.
Okay. The festival is themed this year, Turning Point. And with a subtitle that is more philosophical, which is Relearning Humanity. The idea is that we are living in a period that is going to change our lives forever, I think. And for a long time, even if this goes away, we will have really to relearn the small things, the knocking the door of the neighbor, and walking in and shake somebody's hands, or entering a theater even. So I think it's going to take time, and we wanted to dedicate the festival to this idea. Not all the films are about coronavirus, obviously, but we wanted to make a point. The festival is, as you know, 23 years old. It was born as Williamsburg Brooklyn Film Festival in 1998. It became Brooklyn International Film Festival in 2002, and then in 2010, in the Brooklyn Film Festival that is still exists. And the festival this year is a totally different event for us. We'd never thought about changing the dates, which is May 29, June 7. We simply moved from a physical festival to building a structure on our web, develop the software to actually host the entire festival on our website. It is going to be about 148 films, which we offer free of charge for everybody.
Let me ask you, when the theme or the title Turning Point came to mind, was it long before this pandemic? Because it's very fitting, you know, if coincidental, but either way, it's an interesting theme to have our minds wrap around. Also, in addition to that question, how does this impact economics of operating a film festival, because, you know, you depend on what comes through the gate, you know.
Sure.
Those resources. And
it is, the gate for us is definitely a very important source of income. Therefore, we are worried, you know, festivals are not rich in general. We found a way after 23 years to pay a few salaries and to put together a good show using good venues, and also because we have a lot of friends and support. When something like this happens, obviously it crashes everything. We, in any case, like the idea to take the opportunity to test this kind of show, which is a more modern approach, and is where the industry is going anyway. So we will take this opportunity, especially after having created the structure for it, maybe even next year, to associate a physical festival with an online festival as well. So
I think,
what you're saying is
adapting. And I wonder, you know, with the slate having so many offerings, will they include features, narratives, experimental, and panels? You know, that's what I'm accustomed to taking in when I go to festivals, you know. And very importantly, you make all kind of connections as you gather, you know, talking after one has
screened. There will be
something.
All that, yes. There will be all that, and not just that, but again, experience to see if what I'm saying is true. But we tried to replicate what we do physically in a theater online, so it's going to be about program blocks of 2 hours. So you have like 7-8 short films. And you have obviously the feature by itself, but with a trailer, with messages, using a time code, so it's all one file, no jumpy. It's going to be a good show.
Okay. Yeah. I think the way that you're describing it is a clear indication of, you know, just being prepared to move into the direction that, as you said, things are naturally going. You know, there's so much reliance now on, you know, new technologies, you know, that are bringing, you know, the same value, you know, even though it's a little bit distant, but it's still close to one's interests, yes?
Well, it's been moving this way for a long time. I mean, I'm an older generation compared to the newest generation. But thank God I've always kept myself up to date. And I do have to accept where the reality and the industry and the needs of the people are. And there's a lot of young people that are totally okay on watching a film on a phone. Computers now are wonderful. We have this TV with internet, 75 inches, 4K in every home. And so everybody has his own digital theater, and so
right.
What is really changing is the habit. Are we really still interested in mixing up in a room and being with other people and feeling the presence of other people while we experience a movie, or we are okay with living this kind of solitary life where you have all the entertainment that you want, but you're experiencing it by yourself, basically.
Before we wrap up, can you just give an example of a couple of offerings? I wish I
absolutely,
could ask,
absolutely. Yes.
And also, we'll make sure to get the contact information so that folks can have a look at, you know, what's available and plan their inside schedules to watch. So just give me an idea of a couple of highlights that will be screened.
One thing that I want to say before that is the only thing that is mandatory is going to the website and register for free. Having an email verified, so is a secure place also for filmmakers that are giving us our film. Their film.
That's important. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for pointing that out. That's
absolutely
very important.
And but we have a little bit of everything. The categories are feature narrative, documentary, feature, short doc, and short narrative, experimental, and animation. A couple of beautiful features are Milk Water, for instance, by director Morgan Ingari, and is a U.S. Filmmaker. I think it's a film not to be missed. There is also an erotic fire of the unattainable by a local, also a non-director, Frank Vitale. Both are like an hour and a half of films.
Wow. Young people, are there burgeoning filmmakers, interns that will be able to learn from this experience as part of what you're doing this year?
Everybody, including myself, it's been an experience curve, really intense. I've been learning so much. I didn't think there was so much to learn, but you know, we are all involved on the life of the website. There's not just films playing, but it's news that keeps being updated. And then there are the social media that will work in a parallel way. So when a film gets uploaded on the website to stay for 10 days, but as soon as it comes up, basically the conversation on social media will start about that film with that filmmaker that maybe lives across the globe.
Wow.
So we're going to do live interviews on social media, recorded Q&As on the website available. And it will work like a theater. There's going to be a lobby where you pick the movie, then there is a theater where you're experiencing the theater, basically.
Allow me to reintroduce you one more time, Marco Orsino, Executive Director, Brooklyn Film Festival, which runs, if I'm correct, May 29th to June 7th. And you have to register, so please give that registration information one more time.
Thank you so much, Malika. And
the website
basically
address or how folks can sign up?
It's brooklynfilmfestival.org. Basically, on the home page, the second button on the left is register. Click, verify on your email, and you're in, basically.
Well, thank you so much. I'll be looking out for an opportunity to see some of the offerings, and I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. You're tuned to listener-sponsored WBAI Radio New York, 99.5 FM. I'm Malika Lee Whitney, and the program is Untitled. Good night, Marco.
Good night. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.